The war in eastern Ukraine is flaring up again as the Ukrainian defense minister alleges that Russia has deployed thousands of armored vehicles and troops into Ukraine. Over the weekend, the war in Ukraine has seen the worst fighting in months. On Sunday, two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and four were wounded by a mortar and grenade attack in eastern Ukraine. They are the latest casualties in a war that is quickly becoming forgotten.
The attention of Australian media has shifted from the conflict in Eastern Europe in general and in Ukraine especially, but things haven't cooled down.
Dr. Olga Olenikova is the founder and director of the Ukrainian Democracy Initiative.
Many experts on Ukraine and many politicians avoid using the word war to what is happening in Ukraine. But we should use this word to describe it because we can't continue calling it anti-terrorist operation. So officially, it's called anti-terrorist operation, which is happening in eastern Ukraine. But by fact, it's a war. And it's 4 years now as it's happening.
Since the conflict began in late November of 2013, the number of deaths has climbed into the thousands. Dr. Olenikova has family in Kiev and her husband has family in Donetsk. Young people from Donetsk have migrated to Kiev or further west to Poland and the Czech Republic. Older people have chosen to stay in the city, which has become the capital of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. Dr. Olenikova says the Ukrainian people have become used to war and try to carry out their lives as normally as possible.
You have this feeling that the Ukraine is different as it was before the revolution, in some good sense and some negative sense as well. Yeah, so you definitely have this vibe, psychological vibes, when you talk to people in the streets, you sit in a cafe and all the topics that are discussed are basically around the crisis, right, around the economic problems as well, around the Russian annexation of Crimea and Russian basically intervention, right, in the eastern Ukraine and support of what is happening there. So there's a lot of talk around that.
In August, a ceasefire deal was signed by the Ukrainian government and the separatists. Dr. Alexei Muriev is the head of social sciences and security studies at Curtin University, and he says both sides have never honored that ceasefire deal.
Ceasefire agreement between the separatists and Ukrainian authorities was not really honored by either side of the conflict. Low-level skirmishes continue to occur on a regular basis, artillery barrage. It's a low-level intensity confrontation with the prospect to a high-level escalation in due course.
The Ukrainian defense minister said last week that Russia has deployed thousands of armored vehicles and troops into Ukraine. What has been the Russian response to those claims?
Well, the Russians ignore what the Ukrainian authorities are saying. A deployment of thousands of vehicles and troops cannot go unregistered, cannot go unnoticed, because the conflict has been closely monitored through a number of ways, space-based surveillance, aerial surveillance, human intelligence. There is a peacekeeping mission of the Organization of Security Cooperation in Europe on the ground. So this large-scale insurgency of Russian offensive firepower into eastern Ukraine, if it did take place, wouldn't simply go unregistered.
President Donald Trump has been presented with an option to send lethal weapons to Ukraine by the National Security Council, which is the principal forum for foreign affairs in America. Dr. Muriev says NATO already supplies Ukraine with lethal weapons.
There's been more talk about the United States supplying Ukraine, say, with anti-tank missiles lately, and according to some reports, this system's already been delivered to Ukraine.
Previous United States President Barack Obama rejected providing weapons to Ukraine because of fears it would escalate the conflict and worsen America's relations with Russia at the time. If Donald Trump approves the lethal weapons deal, which is set to cost $47 million, it could escalate this proxy war even further.
Russia-US relations has been at its lowest level since the climax of the Cold War, so it would also probably justify Russia's supply of offensive firepower to the separatists in an overt way, because the Russians could come back and say, well, since the United States now engaged in the conflict directly, since the United States is providing with the Ukrainian military with offensive firepower, we can now provide similar systems to people of eastern Ukraine. Obviously, the Russians don't describe them as separatists. And that may actually trigger the escalation of conflict and the buildup of tensions at a new level. So it may trigger a mirror response from Russia.
Dr. Alexei Muraviev, head of social sciences and security studies at Curtin University, ending that report.